A day after an Egypt airplane dropped off the radar close to Cairo, no debris has yet been discovered. Rescue teams are continuing to search the eastern Mediterranean for wreckage. Egyptian officials initially thought parts of the plane had been found, but later admitted they were mistaken. Kevin Connolly reports from Cairo.
Grieving family members of the lost passengers have come from France, from Kuwait, and from far-flung desert towns and villages in Egypt. Their arrival will intensify pressure on the Egyptian government to demonstrate that its response to this latest aviation disaster is both competent and compassionate. The retraction of the claim that wreckage from the plane had already been found is something of an embarrassment. One official said simply, "We got it wrong."
The Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Ya'alon has announced his resignation amid reports that the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants to bring a hardline party into his governing coalition. On Thursday, Mr. Ya'alon addressed a meeting of youth group leaders saying Israel had lost its moral compass. Israeli media say Mr. Netanyahu has already offered the defense post to the right-wing politician Avigdor Lieberman. The Nigerian military's senior spokesman says he's optimistic that all the girls kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago from Chibok school will be rescued. The officer, Colonel San Usman, spoke to the BBC after a second Chibok girl was freed this week during a clearance operation. She was part of a group of nearly 100 women and children. The most prominent surviving member of the group that carried out the Paris attacks, Salah Abdeslam, is due to be questioned by French judges today. Abdeslam is thought to have played a key planning role in the November attacks in which 130 people were killed. World News from the BBC. Officials in Sri Lanka say the number of people killed in floods and mudslides has risen to more than 60, with over 130 still missing. Days of torrential rain have flooded large parts of the island. Three hillside villages have been buried by thick red mud. Hundreds of soldiers are searching for survivors. The San Francisco Police Chief Greg Suhr has resigned hours after an officer shot and killed a young black woman who was driving a suspected stolen car. The resignation was announced by the mayor. The San Francisco Police Department and its chief had recently come under fierce criticism over the death of several black suspects and reports that a number of officers had exchanged racist text messages. All new packets of cigarettes sold in Britain from today must have the same plain packaging. This follows a final ruling by a court in London on Thursday, striking down a challenge by four of the world's biggest tobacco companies. The British government says it hopes to deter young people from starting smoking. Sangeeta Meisker reports.
Packs will be uniformly green with large images showing the harmful effects of smoking. Henceforth, the brand name will be restricted to a standard size, font and colour. From 2020, all menthol cigarettes will also be banned. Tobacco companies have been given a year to sell old stock and fully implement the changes under the EU directive. It's estimated that across the European Union, around 700,000 people die prematurely as a result of smoking.
Scientists in the United States have developed tiny drones the size of a small coin. The flying robots have insect-like flapping wings and an electrostatic pad that allows them to land on a ceiling. That way they can perch and conserve energy before continuing their flight. Developers hope that swarms of these small drones with sensors can help to map out the area of natural disasters. BBC News.